Hello, and welcome to this free talk on Ayurveda called Honor the Cycles and Your Solar Rhythm. I'm super excited for everyone to be here and to listen to the call, and for those of you, too, that are listening in to the recording, I'm so happy you're interested, and thank you for being here virtually and with the recording. I'm really, really happy and excited to share some of this great info with you. And it really gives me great pleasure to serve my purpose of sharing Ayurveda with you and helping you feel better. So I really hope, sincerely hope that this information is helpful for you to improve your health and your sense of wellness and well-being. My name is Anna Welly, and I live in Oakland, California. I practice Ayurveda, yoga health coaching, and I do healing energy work. And I studied clinical Ayurveda from a school called Kerala Academy that's based out of Kerala, India, and there's a few branches in the U.S. on the West Coast and in Boston, focusing mostly on the clinical side. And I spent some time interning at an Ayurvedic hospital in India about a year and a half ago. And now mainly I focus my practice on doing the ancient Ayurveda traditions coupled with our more modern and evolved life and coaching people into making changes in their life and their lifestyle and their daily routines and rituals and habits to basically help you change how you feel and by changing your habits and your daily actions and routines and mindsets, it changes basically how you show up in the world and how you feel in your mind, body, and your heart and your soul. And I consider Ayurveda to kind of be like a lifestyle of yoga, as I call it, in the modern day. So today's call is focused on the regular daily cycle of the earth and the sun and the way the energy changes throughout the day and how we can align more with these natural energies. This daily schedule or rhythm we call Dinacharya in Ayurveda, and it's a super important pillar of health. It's just one of the fundamental things we look at in any client on whether they have any sort of type of disease or if they just aren't feeling that great, how we can change their Dinacharya to make them feel better and heal any disease and then also prevent anything, any diseases from coming down the line. And from there, even just optimizing how you feel in your body and feeling awesome and feeling good. Because prevention isn't just about preventing something bad from happening. It's also about enhancing how you feel and feeling super good and healthy in your body. So when your Dinacharya is off, you feel off. And you're out of sync with that, and those natural energies that play between the earth and the sun and in the environment. And your health suffers, and you're more likely to create disease in your body. One of the first and most common mistakes and crimes against optimal health in our modern society, against the optimal Dinacharya, is when you have a big and heavy dinner and you eat late. Having a lot of food late in the evening puts a big burden on our digestive system and our metabolism, and essentially it creates ama. We call ama in Ayurveda, or toxins or plaque that can form in the body that physically lead to disease and poor health. And having this ama, like having these like late night heavy dinners, makes you feel heavy, slow, dull, groggy, kind of foggy and lethargic and tired throughout the day, but especially when you wake up in the mornings. If you have that sense of, that feeling of like heaviness and like kind of like cloudiness, it's usually from just having like a heavy late dinner, which is against what's optimal for us. And the second major crime with modern society against this daily flow of energy is staying up too late in the night or just like working late into the evening and pushing it, burning the candles at both ends. Staying up late in the night leads to burnout, exhaustion, and depletion. It basically ruins your immune system and leaves you more prone to getting sick and just generally feeling like crap, just feeling worn out and exhausted and you pushing it too hard. And lack of sleep is apparently it's like a massive epidemic in our society. And It's considered a public health problem based by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's increasingly recognized as a major problem in the public health of the country. And WebMD goes on to say that a lack of sleep causes more accidents, number one, but also causes impaired cognitive functioning. It leads to more serious health problems, such as, it causes more health problems such as heart disease, heart attack, heart failure, irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, stroke, diabetes. All of these things can put you at a higher risk for all of those more serious health problems. It also kills your sex drive. It contributes to depression. It rapidly ages your skin. It makes you more forgetful. It is linked to increased weight gain and high rate, increasing your chance for obesity and more. So there's just a lot of, I'm sure you can relate to it. It's like when you don't sleep well, you don't feel good. And when you don't get enough sleep, you're not feeling rested and repaired. And that's one of the things we're focused on this call, is how you can get to bed earlier and the importance of that. And then having insufficient sleep or just staying up too late leads into the third major setback of being out of rhythm with the day, and that's starting the day without a healthy morning ritual. I like the way Chris Carr describes her morning ritual and her five practices for a peaceful day. And I'm going to quote from her on her blog from chriscarr.com. And she says, "How many times have you woken up, immediately checked your phone, sent an email, then a text, turned on your TV, checked Facebook and Instagram, freaked out over something you read, felt bad about something you said, fed the kids, then the dog, packed lunches, poured a third cup of very strong coffee, sent another email, all before 7 a.m.? Now, I know that we're busy people, but can you see how a schedule like this could kickstart adrenaline? I sure can. I have my own variation of the story, and it's just as chaotic. When I hit the ground running, I generally feel unstable. So let's redo this itinerary. Our first moments are our most open and sacred. They're the bridge between dreaming and consciousness. If you're like me, it probably takes a few minutes to really feel present into your body, and this is a perfect time to connect with your soul. Rather than tuning into the outside noise, go inside first. Silently give thanks and show yourself some much-deserved love, and begin each morning by blessing your day." And that's what Chris Carr says out of part of her blog on starting the morning right, which I completely agree with. It's like when you wake up, and for some people, it's like they immediately look at their phones and will start checking their emails, maybe send a few text messages, check the weather, whatever it is. And it's like they're already like synced into like the internet world or their to-do list, and they're kind of visited to that hitting the ground running, and you're kind of like going after like one activity after the next, or you're just having some coffee, taking a quick shower, and running out the door. And starting the day, to me, in a hurried manner like this or without some intentional practices puts you in a less ideal state. So rather than honing in on your center and putting a positive intention forward on what it is you want to do with your day, what you want to create, what you're involved in, or just even just having that sense of like gratitude and thankfulness for this, like from an awe-inspired state, it's like you're walking into the world into more of a whirlwind, and you become more reactionary rather than being in your center and being from a very responsive place, holding in on your center, being in your heart, and just being more fluid to go with the flow. And it also might include the lack of a nourishing breakfast and taking in the right nutrients for you for the day. Having the lack of a morning practice might also mean that you're not having a regular meditation practice, or it's not consistent or regular or strong as you'd like it. So if you're not like optimizing your dinacharya, your daily routine, that might mean that you're not really like dropping into the meditation practice, creating time for it, creating the consistency, the regularity, and really going into more depth with your meditation practice as much as you'd like. And with that, it's like you're not experiencing or enhancing your experience of life or your experience of meditation or receiving so many of the benefits that you're wanting for out of meditation. And with that, you're missing out on a whole plethora of what meditation can bring into your life and how it can benefit you in your mind, in which, you know, influences your body and in your heart and your soul and what it does for your spirit. So building in that meditation practice is super optimal in a regular dinacharya routine. The fifth kind of crime that we can have or a setback without having a proper dinacharya is not having a regular exercise routine. And without having a regular exercise routine, without being consistent in that, you might not be as in shape as you'd like to be. Perhaps you're just not being as fit or as like active as you want to be. Maybe your clothes don't fit as well as you hope they do. You're less energized. You're not as strong. You maybe just don't feel as at home or comfortable in your body. You're not really like activating all different parts of your body. You're not really pumping up your day, feeling energized, feeling fit, and experiencing all the benefits of a regular daily exercise practice. Having a lack of a dinacharya or daily routine can also mean that you're having poor eating habits and poor digestion. And poor eating habits essentially mean it can just come from just having unplanned meals. And whether that means that you don't plan out what you want to have that day or if you don't plan when you want to eat, which can lead to poor meal choices and poor food choices, which means you're not eating as optimally as you know you can or as optimally as you want to be. It can lead to weight gain, emotional eating. It can lead to creating ama, that what I told you about being like the toxins or the plaques that can form in the body when you have poor digestion. And it can also just lead to like weakened digestive powers. And that, again, leads to ama, which essentially leads to disease and poor health in the body. Not having self-care practices in your daily regular routine is another setback of having a less than ideal dinacharya. And having a lack of self-care practices essentially just means that, you know, it can feel unnurtured and uncared for with yourself, which means you're not feeling as good as and as loved up as you need to be. And from that place, you can't care for others as well either. So having self-care practices such as self-massage, time alone, time to read or journal, giving yourself your own massage or foot bath, foot massage, using essential oils, taking a bath, making sure that you have time for basically putting it in whatever it is that you need to do for yourself, even just if it's regular like sense organ care, like health practices or time alone or rest or whatever it is. Self-care is super, super important to making yourself feel good and putting your best self forward into the world, not only for yourself, but then for everyone around you. And from this place, it's like when we're having, we're eating late, not going to bed on time, waking up with poor routines or poor practices in the morning, skipping out on meditation, skipping out on exercise, having a random eating schedule with poor eating habits, eating less than ideal food choices when we want to. We're weakening our container. We're like weakening our body and our temple of who we are. And from that place, it's like when we don't have a strong container, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, then we're not living life to our fullest. We're not feeling as good as we can. And so we can get sick more easily. We get worn down more easily. Like we're kind of constantly playing catch up or like trying to like keep up with this like rapid pace in life. It's feeling like we're going against the grain, you know, things are difficult, feeling tripped up. You lose that like glow or that essence or that like joy and enthusiasm in life. And that's what with our dinacharya we want to help you with, is like to feeling the opposite of that, feeling amazing, feeling really strong in your sense of self, feeling centered in your heart and in your body, and getting that glow and experiencing that enthusiasm and joy for life and letting life be easy. And part of that is like when you have a really good, strong daily routine, when it starts to become more and more natural, you can slowly start to refine and improve each of your daily habits, your routines, and your rituals, and you start to create this efficiency. And with this efficiency, you start to experience more energy. And so without that, it's like when you have that loss of efficiency, when you're kind of, you know, like bumbling through the day or you're not really on top of things, the lack of efficiency creates a lack of time and a lack of energy. And with less free time and less free energy, you feel, you know, your day is full, you don't have time for your creative projects, your socializing, playing and having fun, getting that extra rest you need, you know, bringing endeavors into, like, other places in the world. So those are kind of, like, the major kind of setbacks of not being in sync with the daily rhythms and not taking charge and being really intentional and keyed in with your daily flow, your dinacharya. And so it may seem like having a solution to all of this is a struggle within itself, or it might feel like it's out of reach or something that's hard or difficult for you to obtain, or that it takes too much effort. And but I want to tell you otherwise. I did have one particular client, and we started talking about this dinacharya kind of daily routine practice. She got worried and thought that it would be something like this would kind of like take over her life, and she was worried that she would get addicted to the dinacharya, and she was like, you know, I don't want to have to like feel like if I don't do it that, you know, I'm not going to feel good. I don't want it to feel like something that I'm like so like attached to. And I was like, well, you know, actually it is something that you become necessarily attached to, but it like once you start doing it, it becomes part of your life. It becomes part of your lifestyle, it becomes a regular part of your day, and it is something that you feel such benefit from, that's something you do on a regular basis. And it's like when you adopt it slowly over time, it's not such a huge undertaking or an awkward burden. It just becomes your life. It just becomes how you live. And as you enhance your way of living and how you feel, you want to keep that way of living up and not backtrack into like your old patterns. And so after working with her for a few months, she was like, okay, I totally get it. At first I was scared and thought the new routines would be too cumbersome or demanding, but instead they just became the new way that, you know, to live and became really natural. And she said the old way feels weird now and it's awkward to go back. And she's like, I feel so much better. Like, why would I ever want to go back to, like, my old old practices? And the same goes for me. There's many times where I felt like I would skip my morning meditation or yoga, or I would stay up really late. And it still happens occasionally, but becomes more and more rare because I just don't like how it makes me feel. It's like I like to feel centered and calm and content for my 20 minutes of meditation. I like to feel open and refreshed and awake and activated from doing 30 minutes of asana, yoga practice, and like exercise in the morning. And I like to wake up in the morning feeling fully rested from a good night's sleep. It's like all of these things that I've like been practicing and learning how to do have become a regular part of my day. It's like I don't want to step, you know, I don't want to let go of them. They make me feel good. And so, and the beautiful part is like the more consistent and regular that I become at my own stellar dinacharya, is when I do happen to skip something or get out of the groove, it actually doesn't affect me as much because I'm already feeling so much more great. I have a stronger foundation and more centered from the weeks and months and years of practicing this in my past. So I'd like to really just get more into the good stuff of like how we can get you there, how you can change how you feel based on how you live your life every day. So basically, in the big picture, what we're doing is aligning to the bigger energies of the day based on just a 24-hour cycle of the Earth spinning around and the effects that we have in relation and its effects of the relation to the sun. And it's super powerful. And I'd like to assume that you agree that the sun has powerful effects on the Earth in this 24-hour cycle. if you think of like a hot summer day at noon, has quite the contrast to what you experience as the sun is rising in the early morning, and even in comparison then to how different a sunset feels in the evening, and let alone to just the polarity of that at midnight, from noon to midnight, like all within one beautiful, glorious day. So in the inherently simple and yet kind of ever-deepening and complex science of Ayurveda, it goes into more and more subtle observations and discrepancies of this daily energy cycle. And with that comes an optimal daily plan to align into these rich, powerful, dynamic, and even subtle and underlying currents of energy. And that is what I'm here to share with you. So if my suggestions ever start to seem minuscule or against the flow of society and against the flow of what people are doing at large, just remember this concept of aligning into nature's rhythms and how powerful it is, how it's really big and there's more to it than what might meet the eye. And through that power and through this like greater natural energy and this flow of what happens from sunrise to moon, to sunset, to midnight, and back to sunrise, that intensity of that cycle is powerful and it is massively effective on how we feel in our bodies. So to break it down into a really brief explanation and kind of give you the Ayurvedic viewpoint, I'll share about the cycle. So we start with the five main elements of nature: space, air, fire, water, and earth. And these five elements combine in different ways and make up the three main dosic energies, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Vata is space and air. Its qualities are light, dry, mobile, cold, rough, and changing. And the Vata times of day are from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pitta dosha energy is comprised of the elements of fire and water. And its qualities are transforming, hot, acidic, sharp, and fluid. And the Pitta times of day are from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so right around like high noon, and then 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And lastly, Kapha of the doshic energies is comprised of the elements of water and earth. And Kapha qualities are heavy, cold, wet, stable, and building. And in these qualities and these energies are more prevalent from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So the qualities of these elements become more pronounced during those times of day. It's just a generalization of it. So the very early morning, the Vata time, which is space and air, before and as the sun is rising, is a very expansive, light, permeable, transformative time. It's connecting to the creative, imaginative, artistic, forward-thinking, and spiritual qualities of the morning, and it enhances these aspects within ourselves. And they're more readily available, and we can make more move within the flow of these ethereal kind of early morning attributes. And just as like an example, if your Vata is unbalanced, you might feel more insomnia and wake up around 3 a.m. as the Vata time of day starts. You could feel more restless and unsettled at this time. And then later, as the sun continues to rise from around 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., Kapha, the dosha of earth and water, is more prevalent. And we have more physical strength available, more stability, contentment, groundedness, and stamina at this time of day. So if we exercise during the late morning, we have more physical energy throughout the rest of the day. And you might also notice that if you oversleep or to sleep in late in the morning into this Kapha time of day, into like 8, 9, or 10, or even later, that you feel more groggy or heavy. And that's the heaviness of Kapha. As the sun moves higher into the sky and becomes stronger, the characteristics of Pitta, fire and water, come more into play from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Pitta is directly related to our digestive power, and it's the strongest at this time of day. So studies have proven that humans have the most acidic bile in their digestive system around noon. And this shows that we have the greatest capacity to eat at this time of day and properly transform our food. And if anyone already has a lot of pitta in their body, this fire element, if they have red hair, maybe like a fair complexion, they have to be more careful to stay out of the sun at this time of day as well. So then we flow, after pitta time, we flow back into vata time from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that's where our cognitive abilities, our creativity, communication, networking, multitasking, and general just kind of like busyness is highlighted. And this is a great time to schedule meetings, to write emails, to do work in general, to clean or like tidy up, or just be like really creative again. And as the sun continues its cycle, the earth continues to spin. And as the evening starts to wind down, the sun begins to fade away, and kapha energy comes back into play. And kapha time happens again from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., which is a time for relaxation and easiness. It's a time to really just like drop into your sensual body, to feel pleasure and sweetness and connection and love. And the earth and water elements coming back into the forefront are the day's opportunity to feel restful or feel playful. And when we make time for this, to take it easy and connect with our friends or family in the evening, or just take some quiet time to yourself, you feel more satisfaction and love in life. And more love for yourself, more love for others, just like more love in general. It's like really drop into this kapha time of day and really enhance the qualities of kapha and for yourself. When you do the opposite, when you work late, when you try to cram in more activities, finish extra projects, get super ambitious, amp things up, you end up getting burnt out. You dry up the sweet, juicy, earthy, sensuous nature of kapha. You lose your glow, and you basically like break down your immune system, and your lust for life gets really depleted. So evening is one super essential time to just kick back, have fun, relax, and just like let that be an important part of your day. Lastly, in this 24-hour cycle, pitta comes back around on the power of fire and water. But this time, so the first time of pitta is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the second time is from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. But this time, instead of pitta being centered at the base of the stomach as bile, giving us that digestive fire at noon, it is dispersed as a cellular fire, referred to as metabolism. And so from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., pitta agni, this pitta fire, goes to work burning, transforming, cleaning up, and moving out everything at this kind of cellular level. Predominantly the liver and blood go into power mode, and we help assist this daily cleansing process by first having our main meal at the middle of the day, and then second by having an early and light dinner, and then third by going to sleep early. And inflammation, ama, or kind of like toxins or plaque, mucus, allergies, more of the just kind of like superficial and minor health ailments start to heal and slowly dissipate with this practice. And going to sleep early without a heavy meal on the stomach also helps us to wake up feeling really light and open and refreshed rather than like waking up feeling groggy or like foggy or really bogged down. Waking up feeling really rested and clear and refreshed supports the practice of just repeating the cycle over again, just tapping into that early morning box of time and setting intentions for the day, meditating, doing your yoga, honing in on your center, and just like putting your best foot forward. And the cycle continues. You slowly continue to improve upon your habits, your routines, your rituals and practices, and you continue to feel better and better every day. It's like it continually just builds upon itself. And the more that you enhance one part, the more like the next one, the next step, the next practice can be enhanced. And just continue to build upon itself in like a really positive, positive manner. Just as if you did the opposite. If you stay up too late, you're going to wake up feeling kind of crappy. You're not going to do your morning practice. You're not going to feel as good throughout the day. And it can kind of spiral down in the wrong direction. So that's the basic idea of what the energies are doing, just a really generalization of what the energy is like through the flow of the day. And so what I want to give you is more a bigger picture of what the classic Ayurveda Dinacharya schedule looks like, kind of like paired with what my Dinacharya is. So I'm just going to kind of give you a snapshot of like a generalized Dinacharya from the classical viewpoint and my own viewpoint. So what you want to do is you want to wake up early, preferably before sunrise. And kapha types, the like heavier, earthier people, those are like big bone, strong individuals, a lot of stamina, can wake up the earliest, even up to an hour and a half before sunrise. Pitta types, the more fiery, ambitious, and goal-oriented people, the competitive, kind of like more lean, muscular builds, they can sleep in a little bit later, and ideally they would wake up around about an hour before the sun comes up. And then Vata individuals, the kind of light-bodied, thinner, drier, more excitable and creative, spontaneous types, can sleep in the longest because they typically need the most rest and wake up just a little bit before sunrise. And as a general guide, the ideal picture, that's just like a general guide for what's ideal. As you wake up and you lay in bed and you're moving from that state of unconsciousness, that deep sleep, into consciousness, and you're there in that kind of very ethereal, that very shape-shifting, transforming space, there's a perfect opportunity to sense into the vastness of the world and the universe and your inner world and your inner universe and feel into your place of this cosmic human experience. You can just get really happy and excited about that and just, like, feel really honored to be here. You can feel, like, humbled. You can get intentional. Maybe ask of what is the greatest way that you can be of service for this day. Maybe give thanks, give gratitude for all the things you're thankful for what you have in your life or for what opportunities lay ahead for you for the day. Like, whatever it is, you're just, like, really, like, getting intentional and being very specific on where you are in the world and who you are and setting intention and feeling into like the space of your heart. Let's see. I'm going to see what Chris Carr says on her site. She says, here's an example of what Chris Carr says. She says, thank you for another day on this glorious planet. May I be happy, healthy, kind, and loving today. May I be of service to myself and others. Thank you. I love you. Have a beautiful day, sweet Chris. yeah, I think that's really sweet. And Dr. Vasant Law, a really well-known Ayurvedic physician and teacher, one of the practices that he does is he rubs the palms of his hands together and then places his hands over his eyes and allows his eyelashes to touch his palms where your hands are like really sensored. Your hands are supercharged energy centers, and the tips of your eyelashes also carry electric charges as well. And so you touch your eyelids, your eyelashes to your palms, and then you slowly open your eyes and slowly pull your hands away and just stare into the palms of your hands. And in Ayurveda it said that, you know, like the cosmic world is also contained within our hands. And so you kind of, like, sense into that of, like, the world within the world. And then he takes his hand and touches it down onto the earth before getting out of bed to give thanks to being here on the earth and giving gratitude to the earth and for your place to be here. And so that's another example of a way to, like, really get intentional on how you start your day and your place here. And I think that's really powerful and really beautiful. So whatever works for you, you just basically craft that, you cultivate that, but you basically begin to actively and intentionally participate in your inner spatial experience and your inner attitude and your free will and your role in the world. And you hone your center, you hone your attitude, your love, rather than jumping on your cell phone to check your email, check the weather, send a message, etc. You're cultivating your inner state of being and you're honing that center. You're raising your vibration and you're attracting the positive things or experiences you desire in life. And it's really powerful. So after you do that, you get out of bed, go to the bathroom, scrape your tongue, and brush your teeth. And scraping your tongue is a simple Ayurvedic practice, which uses a metal kind of scraper, and it removes all the plaque or amar toxins that might have built up on your tongue throughout the night. It connects you into, like, puts you into the habit of just looking at what's going on in your digestive system and getting more tuned with that and what your digestion, your tongue is trying to tell you, and what type of choices you can make for the upcoming day and how to feed yourself and how to nourish yourself. It clears off the taste buds so you can more accurately taste the food you're taking in and make more intelligent choices based on what you're tasting in your food. And it also stimulates and wakes up the digestive system and kind of gets your digestive powers going for the day. So after you do that, then you can drink a cup of filtered water, and you can add lemon or apple cider vinegar if you like, and you can have it room temperature, hot, whatever is good for you. And you drink this big glass of water and basically flush out all of your channels, especially your main digestive tract. And if you hadn't had a bowel movement yet, it's a really great practice to help you go to the bathroom without using coffee or caffeine. And having a healthy, good bowel movement in the morning is super key to a healthy, feeling healthy in your body and having a healthy life. You're like literally letting go of all of your waste from the day before and starting out with like a fresh, clean start. And to do that without coffee is optimal. And so then once you've relieved your waste and flushed your channels, then you can do a little exercise. And in my 10-week coaching practice that I give, we call this the breath body practice. And the main idea is that you're bringing breath into your body. You're pouring prana, this like vital life force essence, into all the cells and tissues of your physical space. And so you're really opening up and activating and connecting with your whole body. And even if it's just 10 or 20 minutes of like dancing in your bedroom or taking your dog out for a walk, or doing some yoga postures, or whatever it is. It's like you're just mainly focusing on deepening your breath and just like waking up and activating yourself. And after you do that, you can sit in silence for 10, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes, whatever it is for you, and do your meditation practice. And from that, the more you build a regular practice, the more consistent it becomes, the more benefits that you receive, and the more you can deepen into that practice of having that like regular, consistent daily time and ritual. So after you're tuning in to your heart, going to the bathroom, washing up, flushing your channels, opening the breath body, and then sitting in silence and connecting with your heart, mind, and spirit, if you've done all of that, that's like your morning kind of cycle and routine, and then it's time for breakfast. And I personally like to encourage and advocate for a plant-based diet. And the more fruits and vegetables you eat, the better. So green smoothies are an amazing way to bring in chlorophyll, which is essentially just energy straight from the sun into your blood and into your body by just having like a really like nutrient-dense green smoothie. And you get all kinds of beautiful side effects from that. and it's also it's like super easy to digest and really powerful. So from after doing all of that and having that power breakfast, you're ready to start your day in a really centered, focused, aligned, activated, attuned with your heart, body, mind, and soul. And so you step in your day after a really dynamic morning routine, and you go about your day with whatever work, goals, ambitions, activities, maybe duties or whatever it is that you have. And then Ayurveda recommends that you have your largest meal right around the middle of the day. And as I briefly explained earlier, your digestive fire, which sits at the base of your stomach, where your stomach meets your small intestine, is the strongest when the sun is the strongest in the sky. And so we're going back to that idea that, you know, like the pitta energy is the pitta is the fire, and the fire is the strongest in the middle of the day, so we can digest the most food around noon. So we follow a pace with this rhythm, and we sink into the cycle, and eat our largest meal when we have the best capability to digest it. And a strong, healthy digestion means strong, healthy tissues and clear, healthy organs. after lunch, you can even take a little rest if it's possible. Maybe not, you can do it right after you eat, or you can, you know, any time in the afternoon. If you can take a little siesta, it's super good. And even like the fast-paced modern world doesn't allow for it, but just a small break to recalibrate and refresh yourself, kind of check in with maybe those intentions that you set them in the morning or any prayers you might have said, or just kind of simply just like closing your eyes for 5 minutes can be like really beneficial to kind of drop back into your inner state and replenish yourself. And then for the rest of the afternoon, you continue on with whatever your regular day is. And as I mentioned earlier, Vata, the mobile, changeable energies, are more prevalent in the afternoon, which makes it a really great time for doing work, errands, activities, communication, doing meetings, being really creative. And it's also the second best time of day to do exercise, if that's the time you can fit exercise in, if the morning's not available to you. And then around 5 or 6 is a good time to stop working and just start winding down for the day. And then having an early light dinner is super, super, super phenomenal for your health. It's like one of the best things you can do to really like make an impact on the next day. And so having something simple to make and something to digest is really great for a dinner plan. Plant-based, all-natural whole foods, even ideally something that's in season and locally organically grown is kind of the ultimate idea for dinner. And just to share again, if you have a light dinner, the food can move through the digestive tract and relieve the Jasar Agni, the main digestive fire, so that the Dhatu Agni, the metabolism and the tissue fires, can go to work and transform and clean up all of the tissues and the other waste throughout the body at night. And that helps you wake up feeling clear and light and energized rather than waking up feeling groggy or heavy or lethargic and bogged down. So having an early light dinner is super awesome, and then you can have an easy cleanup and have a really relaxing evening. And an easy, fun, playful, restorative evening sinks us into the Kapha time of day, the earth and water qualities, and the sun is winding down. It's just like that ideal time for us to wind down as well. And so reading a book, spending time in the garden, going for a leisurely walk, doing one of your favorite hobbies, hanging out with family or hanging out with friends, just generally chilling out and having a really nice evening is what's key. And this strengthens the qualities of Kapha that are predominant from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and helps us feel more satisfied in life. And we feel more relaxed, content, joyful, easeful, nourished, and more taken care of. And then we can partake in that sweet, kind of soulful and sensuous part of ourselves. And this enhances our ojas, which we consider our kind of subtle essence and glow, are more of our kind of like lunar qualities, our immunities and our strength of our body and our mind and our spirit. And without a relaxing evening, instead of working into the night and like keeping the nose to the grinder and pushing yourself or trying to accomplish other few extra projects or tasks, then you'd suffer from burnout. So protecting the evening energies of connection, relaxation, entertainment is what's ideal for you. And that also helps cue you into your bedtime rituals. And for myself, I like to take a shower at night, which also means I do my Abhyanga or my self-massage in the evening as well. But if you shower in the morning, then I suggest that you add in the self-care practice of Abhyanga, which is basically just a self-oil massage. And it's a really, really awesome, really kind of like standard practice in Ayurveda of just self-care, of nourishing your skin. It really nourishes your nervous system as well. It moisturizes your skin. It gives you a really nourishing sense of like that touch and care for yourself, and strengthens your tissues, lubricates your tissues. It has a plethora of benefits. So I do that in the nighttime after my evening shower, but that can also fit in the morning depending on what you need. And depending on how that works for you too, you can also instead just do a simple foot massage at night with some sesame or coconut oil and a few essential oils. And this practice is also super good for just like grounding you down, connecting you into your body, relieving tension, and helping you sleep really, really well. So anyone that has trouble falling asleep at night or staying asleep, doing a foot massage is awesome. So whatever your evening and bedtime ritual is, it's good to do it around the same time every night and get into bed around the same time every night and get into bed early. And the earlier you can go to sleep, the better. We get our best rest from around 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., and that's what's ideal. It's like in the dark part of the night is when we really want to be like tapped into that energy of the earth and getting that deep restorative rest that will really help heal us and repair us and rejuvenate us and put us into our like best state for the next day. And so part of that of getting into this Dinacharya is finding ways, finding really specific actionable steps to take that help you get into an earlier bedtime. And that's part of what I work with in my coaching project. It's in my health coaching course. It's not just about, you know, giving the ideas of how and why you go to bed early, but like how you're actually going to do it and how you can specifically make the changes in a really easy, stress-free way. And along with that, another really important part to remember is to avoid using anything with a screen after sunset is ideal. And that, you know, computers, tablets, iPhones, iPads, Kindles, like all of that stuff. And I know some people have suggested using like a special app that you can use that has like a low light admittance or something. It's like there's like these apps you can download to make change the screen so that they emit less blue light. But to me, I think just like staying away from electronics as much as possible at nighttime is what's ideal. And for me, myself, when I started this practice, I started turning off my phone and plugging into the charger at 9 o'clock away from my bed, and I sleep completely different. I sleep so much deeper. I fall asleep much quicker. It's so much better for my sleep patterns. And if you just think of an example of, like, if you ever go camping and you don't have any of your electronics with you when you go camping, you notice you get tired way earlier and you want to go to sleep earlier. It's like you're more in tune with that circadian rhythm, and your body is like, hey, like, yo, like, I'm tired. Like, I want to get some sleep. And you sleep better, and you can wake up earlier, or you just get the rest that you need, and maybe you still sleep late, but it's like you're more in tune with that of, like, it's dark out. It's time to go to bed. It's time to get rested. As the sun comes up, it's time to wake up. It's time to step into this day, into this, like, new transformative experience. And with that, it's like as you go to bed well, go to sleep well, then you can wake up well, and you wake up early and connect into that cosmic divinity, open your heart, give thanks, and do it all over again. And so that basically is just a snapshot, a brief little introduction into Dinacharya, the solar rhythm, the daily schedule of Ayurveda. That's my kind of like brief introduction for you and what I want to offer you. If you feel this is something that you resonate with and would like to benefit hearing more from, or just this bit of is information is powerful to you and it's something that you could use in your life, I would be super happy to work more with you and share more with you on these, go deeper into the theory about it, but then also and working with why we do it and how we do it. And that's part of what my coaching program is like giving you the tools to make small, consistent changes that stay with you and become natural to you over time. And as you make these changes, as you change the way you act and behave and think, you change the way you feel and you change your experience of life, and you change the experience of your health and the experience of your day. And, that's basically what I'm here to do. That's my service, my offering for you, for everyone that's listening, and basically helping enhance each aspect of your daily rituals and all these practices that I mentioned. And we can go much deeper into each of the different practices and how to improve it and how to refine it and why we do it as well. So I have a 10-week coaching program that's coming up that focuses on this topic and includes all the tools, all the guidance and support that you need to make these changes in your life and help you experience new results. And the next course is starting October 14th. I'm going to do a few strategy kind of coaching calls up until then, which I want to offer to you. They are to anyone who's interested, and it's basically just about a 20-minute phone call to kind of see what's going on for you in your life, anything you're struggling with, or just kind of like what your bigger desires are for how you want to feel. And we can take a look at that and see if you're a good fit for this program. I can tell you more about what the program's about. And I'm going to be offering those, I'm going to do a few of those. I can offer them on September 21st and 22nd, and then again from October 1st to October 11th. So if you're interested in doing a free coaching call for 20 to 30 minutes, just send me an email. And if anyone feels really compelled and is really information I shared with you and this work that we can do, and you're ready to sign up for the coaching program that starts October 14th. Anyone that's ready to sign up before September 23rd, I'm going to offer a $50 discount. So just get at me for that. Send me a message. Give me a call. And let me know as soon as you can. So besides that, I'm going to unmute the lines. And does anyone have any questions or comments from the call today? Nope. Okay. That's cool. Well, I do thank you all for being here. I'm super happy that I got to share this information with you, and I had a lot of fun just kind of preparing it and getting into it, connecting with everyone here today, and for all of those that are going to listen in on the recording. And if anyone from the recording has any questions, send me an email. And thanks again for stepping in today and connecting, and I hope it's a beautiful rest of your afternoon, and you feel amazing in your heart, body, and soul. So thanks for being here, and have a great day, you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.